Sit downstairs and welcome Tom Morris. Welcome to you, Tom.
Thank you, Dwayne. Nigel Lappin down here from the Cats. Thanks for having a chat. No late changes tonight?
No, none tonight, Tom.
And the opportunity tonight provides is a preliminary final. And all the talk upstairs, even all through the week, has been about straight sets. You can't go out straight sets. But tell us a little bit about the West Coast Eagles and the challenge they present this evening.
Yeah, obviously, they're a good side around the football. When they win the ball, they're able to find release marks really quickly, and then they make the ground really big in attack, and they like to shift the ball and maintain possession of the ball. So they pose a real threat for us from a defensive point of view. We need to make sure that we are really aggressive with our defence and we don't allow them to control the ball. We need to get the ball inside 50 ourselves. So, you know, if we're reflecting on last week, the Pies were amazing in the first 10 minutes and we were well below final standard. So we need to make sure our first 10 minutes is nice and strong. We get control of the ball and we get it forward. Given the opposition, the first 10 entries of the game wasn't ideal last week. So hopefully we can rectify that. Yeah, they pose lots of threats, to be honest. They're a really good team, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
Hey, Nigel, you just spoke about being aggressive with your defence, and you've been the number one defence all year, but I just felt it looked like you sat off the Pies. They didn't want to blaze away with the ball. They just lowered their eyes and kept chipping up. Did you feel your players didn't adjust quickly enough last week?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Lloydie. We generally play our defence reasonably high, so we play a collective team defence that plays high, and last week we got dragged and pulled apart a little bit too much, so we reviewed that quite strongly. We trained really well from that space this week. But obviously on the MCG, it poses a massive threat because, as I said before, West Coast generally like to lengthen really quickly as forwards and open up as much space as they can. So if you're a little bit, or if you're not quite mentally switched on in defence, they can just find the shorts and open you up. And they're such a good kicking team and they run really well once they're out in space. So, as I said before, we need to be a lot more aggressive with our defence.
And do you need to be more aggressive with your attack off that?
Yeah, 100%.
Well? Yeah.
Both of them go hand in hand, Lloydie, as you know. So if you're slow and safe with with the ball in your hands when you've got the opportunities to take the ball off the line and shift it and make the opposition to defend, then it allows them to not expend too much energy in defence, which gives them energy in attack. So they both go hand in hand. If we can get up high and defend high, as I said, and tip the ball over a little bit more, we'll generate some turnover opportunities. But also when we get the ball back in attack, we need to be able to make sure we challenge their defence and try and open up and make them run in defence.
Hey, Nigel, it's a long time ago, but I think it was round 6 against the West Coast Eagles, and, you know, you had 145 more disposals, but the big one about it was that you 76 points off intercept mark. So it means that you had plenty of the ball, you used the ball well, you lowered your eyes, and you just the defensive work behind line was great. Do you look at that game at all to look at this, or is it too far away and personnel's changed too much?
Yeah, we certainly went back and looked at it as a coaching group.
Yep.
We reflected on it. And then, you know, what you try to do is work out, okay, what worked last time? How have they changed in the time since we played them last? And what are our opportunities against their strengths and potentially what are their vulnerabilities? So you always go back and look at that game. We were able to control the ball really well. I think first and foremost, Shorey, we were really good in the contest that night.
Yeah.
Once we won the ball in the contest, we were the team that were able to find that release and control the ball in attack. But we didn't do it with slow ball movement. We were constantly shifting the ball and, you know, we're hoping we can play that way tonight. But as I said, it all starts in the contest. You know, like if you give the opposition 10 entries really early, it gets their confidence up. And unfortunately for us, once we did that last week, we played a little bit desperate. So hopefully we can play well at the start of the game and get the ball in our front half and build some momentum.
Yeah, that's interesting because I've heard three or four players just in their comments this week saying we want to play with a bit more freedom, which probably would have come out of how stagnant you've been over a fair while. And to me, you know, you don't play on from marks enough. When you say that, it's pretty simplistic, but is that the easiest thing to change to just say, boys, in your head, you got the freedom to take a lot more risks? Is that what's happened this week?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot's in the wording as well.
Yeah.
Just making sure as coaches that we simplify the message and we give them confidence to be bold and aggressive and play our way. So our way all year has not been to shift the ball as slowly as we did last week. But at the same time, we don't want to play on and take undue risks either. We want to turn and make sure that we have the shorts available. We want to set up the ground so we have got the frees available. And then once we've got those, we're happy to move the ball quick. So, you know, there's lots of complexities. But really, as a coach, your job is trying to simplify it as much as you can, and Scotty's done an unbelievable job at that this week. We've trained really well, and I know the players are really confident and looking forward to the challenge.
Speaking of simplifying things, I made the comment last week, Nige, about the one reason Sheeds would take me off the ground is if I got outmarked in the forward line. I watched your forwards last week, and it wasn't the quickest delivery, but still Rowan and Radigalea Hawkins, the amount of marks they allowed in defensive in their attacking 50. So how aggressive do you go with those players? Is there room for that fire and brimstone anymore, or in terms of match day and through the week, about not bringing the footy to ground?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of our key performance indicators. At the start of the year, we were doing that really well. If you want to be really simplistic about the second half of the year, because we were such an efficient team, I remember talking to Shorey about this earlier in the year, because we're such an efficient team going forward, a lot of teams are just dropping numbers back on us. So there's a few things that go into that. We need to make sure we move the ball a little bit quicker so it makes it harder for opposition teams to get back. But we need to make sure that we engage opposition players ahead of the ball, and that was something that we didn't do very well last week. Collingwood's defenders outread us, but they also got back on us before our forwards were able to get forward. So again, we've trained that really hard this week. We know that their defenders are unbelievably good at being able to read the ball in the air. So in some respects, mate, we've just told our forwards, just make sure you're in a position that you can compete with the McGovern's and the Barassas, bring the ball to ground. And we've actually got a good group of core small forwards together that can kick goals and can pressure really well if you get the ball to ground. So I agree with you, mate. We need to bring that level of aggression and make sure the ball comes to ground. We've got to bring that level of aggression all over the ground. It's a finals game. It's a do or die finals game. So we can't leave nothing in the tank.
There's one, Nat Nui. We know the input, and you've got Reece Stanley back in. That's okay. Good size for size, but he's one of the best at it. Last week, I just couldn't believe how Nat Nui was allowed to hit the ball forward and wide. Will you be playing? I know you try and read the pack, but I wouldn't mind seeing like a zone within there to players know that if he hits the ball backwards, at least you can pressure, but you don't want that bloke splitting through the front of the square like happened about three or four times last week.
Yeah, look, that's always our method, Shuri. If teams beat us, we want them not to be beating us through the front, so we'll try and set up that way. He does have a number of different hits that he can go to, though. He can flick the ball over his head. Actually, he can hit it anywhere. He's a ripper of a player. His pressure around the ball last week was elite as well. And to be honest, Tom Hickey's been playing a really important role for them too. So they've got two really good ruckmen there. It's a real challenge for our midfield. And, we've spent a lot of this week making sure that those guys are up for the battle and our structures and setups are right for those types of things.
Nigel, great to have a chat to you pre-game. We really appreciate your time, and we'll let you get stuck into it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good call.